Greetings, fine friends, and welcome to another edition of Good People, Good Works. Ten-year-old Gabriel George of Hutto, Texas, USA, is the current national poster child for the nonprofit Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, based in the United States. The association was formed in 1971 after 15 locally based organizations decided to join together to work out a national approach to help those with sickle cell disease and search for a cure. Sickle cell disease is a genetic disorder in which the red blood cells contain mainly hemoglobin S, whereas the cells of most of the population contain hemoglobin A. The function of hemoglobin, a kind of protein, is to carry oxygen through the body. Hemoglobin S causes the cells to take on a crescent or sickle shape, disrupting circulation in the body's smaller blood vessels and tissues, which in turn results in damage from lack of oxygen. Inadequate oxygen manifests as bodily pain, major organ damage, anemia, jaundice, gallstones, and stroke. There is no known cure for the condition, and frequent blood transfusions are needed to help limit its symptoms. Let's now meet the George family, including Gabriel, his elder brother Nathaniel, his mother Cheryl, or Shelley, and his father Charles.
We would like to start the story of Gabrielle, who is the poster child for the Sickle Cell Association of America. Shelley, can you begin his story for me, please?
So, Gabriel became the poster child for our local blood and tissue center when he was 2 years old. And he became the poster child for our local Sickle Cell Association. They're the Mark Thomas Sickle Cell Foundation when he was 2 years old as well. And so he's been the poster child, and we've gone around Texas spreading awareness about sickle cell disease and trying to just sound the alarm about what the disease is all about. And when he turned 8, he was nominated by the Mark Thomas Sickle Cell Foundation to be the national poster child. And he was selected in a nationwide competition out of, I believe, about 50 kids. And he's been the poster child since September of 2007. And so we go around and try to spread awareness about sickle cell disease and how what we do to try to help Gabriel stay as healthy as he can.
Gabriel George has not let his condition weigh him down. On the contrary, he is upbeat and has the same interest as many boys his age, with one of his favorite hobbies being taking photos with his digital camera. Gabriel is also noteworthy in that he is a natural-born leader who has spoken publicly to thousands of people about sickle cell disease, including its symptoms and treatment, and how those with the condition can live productive lives if they take care of themselves properly.
And can you tell us how many people do have sickle cell disease in America?
More than 80,000 people have sickle cell disease.
And what sort of symptoms do people develop with sickle cell disease?
It can be quite a few symptoms. Pain.
When you have a crisis, you have pain in your joints. You get tired easily. You tend to, when you run a lot, your chest starts to hurt and your heart starts beating a lot faster than normal.
To keep healthy, Gabriel does not eat red meat, chicken, turkey, or pork, avoids junk food and soda, and encourages others to do so as well. While many of his peers with the condition need frequent blood transfusions, some as often as every 3 weeks, Gabriel has only had one transfusion in his entire life. In efforts to encourage all children to become healthier, young Gabriel and his mother have been spreading awareness in schools on the benefits of eating less meat.
Everywhere we go, Gabriel and I try to tell people, just try it. See if it'll make a difference. If you just do it for 30 days and you don't think it's making a difference, then no problem. but at least try it. And so, Gabriel, remember when you spoke at that elementary school, Pierce Middle School? You want to tell her what you told those middle school students?
Yes, please.
I was telling them that about healthy living, about eating healthy, not eating as much meat as normal.
Remember what we bought to display on the stage?
We bought some of these health drinks that my mom buys. We brought these little veggie bologna things that I have for lunch.
Mm-hmm. So what we did that night, we spoke at the school, we bought an empty carton from soy milk to show them this is the milk you can drink. I bought a box of the rice milk to show them, the almond milk. We bought it. All of this was just empty packaging. A package of the veggie bologna meat. I had some vegan cheese that I bought. I bought the nutritional supplemental drink. We bought a package of the veggie ground beef, which we use to make chili. We use it to make our spaghetti. I make meatballs out of it. I have to add a little bit of breadcrumbs to it. But to show them there really are meat substitutes that are healthy for you.
We will now pause briefly for some important messages. Coming up, we'll hear from Gabriel about his meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama as a representative of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Story of a place known as the Hidden City. The Hidden City is the biggest city on Earth, even though no people actually live there. But it's filled with the most magical animals in the world. Where is the Hidden City? To find it, you have to look in the land beneath the sea. The Hidden City is also known as the Coral Reef, and it may be the most important city in the world because more species live here than any other place on Earth. Unfortunately, pollution is harming the coral reef. 70% of it will perish in our lifetime if we don't begin protecting it now, which won't just affect the clownfish, the grouper, or the eel. It'll affect us all. Because the reefs sustain the ocean, and the oceans sustain the earth. And some even think that hidden inside the Hidden City may be new medicines and cures for disease. The city may be hidden, but the message is easy to see. Protect the coral reef, and we protect the ocean. Protect the ocean. We protect the Earth.
To Good People, Good Works. Today's show features an interview with Gabriel George, the 2007 through 2009 National Poster Child for the nonprofit Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, based in the United States. The association has chapters and independent member organizations throughout the country. Gabriel now gives us more details on sickle cell disease.
Sickle cell is a very serious disease. It is a disease that affects the red blood cells. And what it is, it's where the red blood cells are supposed to be shaped like donuts without the hole. It's just a little dip or a sink. But instead, they're shaped like a sickle or a banana. That's where the name of the disease comes from. And when they're shaped like bananas, they can't get through the veins very well, and they're very sticky and hard, and they tend to break apart easily. But when they're shaped like donuts, they get to the veins easily, and they're squishy and soft.
And they can pass through the blood vessels easily then, right? Yeah. And with a sickle cell, and they block the blood vessels, right? And then they don't let the blood through.
And that's how it causes pain. It's like if you have no blood going to the brain. If you have sickles going to your brain and they clog up the vein, you'll have no blood or oxygen going to your brain, and then you could have a stroke. And also, children with sickle cell disease, I think, are 200% more likely to have a stroke than people without sickle cell disease.
As the national poster child, Gabriel has an important job to do, being the one who others with the same condition look to as an example of what they can accomplish in life. He also meets with public officials and those in the private sector to help them understand the disease and encourage them to support the association's mission.
Hey, Gabrielle, tell us about your ambassador role as sickle cell poster boy. You've been to Washington, D.C. twice. And just recently with President Obama, that must have been exciting. Can you tell us about it, please?
Well, on what day was it?
March 24th.
On March 24th, they called us and told us that they had scheduled an appointment to meet President Obama in the Oval Office on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So we arrived in the Oval Office and President Obama was there waiting for you?
No, actually, he was outside, and he actually bought a playscape for his daughters, and there was a couple people out there. And, like, when you walk into the gate of the White House, there's, like, a whole camera crew station just taking pictures of when Mr. Obama walks in and walks out.
Right, right. So he was outside, and you were inside, and then he came in and greeted you? Is that what happened? And what did he say to you?
And he said that the only reason that I'm here is because of this young man.
So he had heard about you. Mm-hmm. How did he hear about you, Gabrielle?
I think it was through the Record magazine, this magazine, and also
the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. Mm-hmm.
And how much time did you spend with the president?
About 10 minutes.
And what else did he say?
He told us that he's going to try to do better for health care for people with sickle cell disease and other diseases. He said that he's heard about me from the sickle cell chapter when they emailed him, and also a couple magazines, and I think was on TV too, was it?
He told Gabriel that he was very proud of him. He'd read about his accomplishments and that he was proud of the things that Gabriel had done on behalf of so many people with sickle cell disease. And he did say that he would do his best to try to alleviate the sufferings of people with sickle cell disease. And with his health care message, he would try to make sure to include more funding for sickle cell disease. And Gabriel gave him some gifts. You want to tell her about the gifts?
The gifts we gave him were 2 owls for his daughters because we want them to be wise. We also gave him a sickle cell pen. He went into his desk and pulled out one of these White House postcards, and he wrote to it, "To Gabriel, dream big dreams, Barack Obama."
Many thanks, Your Excellency President Obama, for your encouragement and support for Gabriel George and people with sickle cell disease. We applaud young Gabriel for his work on behalf of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. We wish him the best in reaching even more people with his message and pray that a cure for sickle cell disease is soon found. Thank you, beloved viewers, for joining us on this edition of Good People, Good Works. The world around us is next, after Noteworthy News. May we all strive to serve others in our community and beyond. Thank you.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.